This is a check of the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Tuesday, October the 26th. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're on the phone right now with John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. And John, seeing a little bit of positive momentum here at midday. What is going on in those markets?
Yeah, we've had a pretty good turn on the markets here, and we have started today with, you know, the pressure of turnaround Tuesday to the downside. And but, you know, in the last hour and a half or so here, the buyers have kind of stepped back in. I think we're getting led by that wheat market again. Wheat market, when it wants to get some money flow moving, it definitely can be a driver in the marketplace. Let's just get going with that spring wheat market. It's actually took out the 2012 kind of spike high that was around 10.35. Today we're trading past that window, and it seems like just what we saw the other day when we broke the 10 barrier, money kind of poured into the wheat market overall. That's also coming in play. We got Kansas City wheat up strongly today too, again challenging contract highs, and that turn there just brought the buyers back into the corn market and the bean market across the board.
So what is it about the wheat market that's become so attractive and gotten those highs going up and got that money flowing in there?
Well, obviously, we got that tight supply picture, especially in the spring wheat due to the issues over the summer with the Canadian prairies as well as the Northern Plains and, you know, the tight spring wheat crop. And then, obviously, we're still watching conditions as we got the winter wheat crop kind of going to ground. I know came in below expectations on our first ratings. I believe it was 46% good to excellent. That was a little softer than the market was anticipating. So there's just a lot of concern. You know, globally, wheat is probably the grain that gets talked about in the food inflation side a little bit more. And we're continuing to see some countries out there reduce import taxes or bring tariffs off to bring wheat into the country at a cheap price, the best they can, in order to keep food inflation down. So wheat becomes a hot commodity when we got a tight supply globally, just because of that food inflation side. And again, that's what we're seeing happen here is as buyers are stepping in trying to secure supplies.
So as you mentioned before, though, the markets, corn and soybeans, both were seeing a little bit of pressure out there to start the day, I noticed. What was going on that was just dragging them down?
Well, some of it is just, first off, in beans, we're still concerned on the demand front side of the equation. We did see some nice export sales this morning, one to China as well as Mexico for beans. So we do need to see more of that coming, but we're still way behind pace. Corn on that side too as well. We didn't, you know, the crop ratings came in at least in terms of harvest pace. We've slowed down a little bit here because some of the wetness, so maybe that extends the crop out a little bit more, and the market just may have been pricing in a little bit more of the potential hedge pressure that could be coming down the road versus that supply maybe starting to run out a little bit. You know, the close will be pretty key today. Like I said, we were negative most of the day. Now we're on the positive side here at the time of our conversation. If we can hold these gains, that would be a nice little technical turn. It could possibly push us higher, but we are challenging some overhead resistance on some moving averages here this afternoon. So again, I'm really going to watch how this market closes and at the 1 o'clock window.
And you mentioned that China was in this morning buying some beans. Now, last week, I know when we talked, we were hoping that China was making some purchases or speculation that China was. Yesterday, we kind of found out they didn't. What's kind of the story been going on there?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things, again, this market, at least in that bean market, is the most concerning. You know, the chart's still pretty negative, at least in terms of its direction, and we just don't know what's happening on those purchase sides. You know, there was a lot of talk last week they're buying. We never had anything announced. Now, we'll see those on the export sales report on Thursday. Maybe a lot of those sales were done under the table, in other words, below the reportable levels, and we could still see a pretty big sale number on Thursday's report. So we'll have to kind of watch how that comes out in that regard. And see what's been happening in that side. So it was nice to see a couple sales again, like I said, today. You know, that might have been some of that overnight strength. But right now we're really focusing on a lot of different things in beans between the demand side, what's going on in South America. That crop looks to be off to a good start. You know, in the supply picture, that might be getting a little bit bigger, especially if we can get this harvest complete without any more issues with wet weather.
All right. Well, John, if people out there are looking to make their marketing plans and want to get some advice from you folks here at Total Farm Marketing, how do they get in touch with you all?
Sure. Love to chat with them anytime. Give me a call, 800-334-9779, or feel free to shoot me an email at johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com.
All right, John, thanks for your insight, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds good. Have a good week.
That again was John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing here on the Midday Market Podcast. Don't forget, coming up this afternoon, Brent Barnett will be visiting with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, and they'll go through the close and see if those markets were able to hang on. That again coming up here this afternoon. We'll look at the Midday Market numbers. That's coming up next.
There's no better time than October to celebrate that Iowa is the country's top pork-producing state. The Iowa Pork Producers Association is encouraging Iowans to celebrate October Pork Month, or Porktober 21, with great appreciation of not only delicious and nutritious pork, but all the people that are a part of this important food system in the state. Learn more about pork and Iowa's pig farmers at iowapork.org/Porktober21. This message from the team at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
And at midday, December corn is up 7 at 5.45 even. March up 6 and 3 quarters at 5.53 and a half. November beans up 6 at 12.43 and a quarter. January up 5 and a half at 12.52 and a half. December soy meal up $1.90 at $3.29.10 per ton. Soy oil down 41 cents at $62.73. December Chicago wheat up 3 and a quarter at 7.62 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis up 20 at 10.23 even. Kansas wheat up 9 and a quarter at 7.87 even. December oats up 11 and 3 quarters at 7.04. On the Merck, December live cattle 60 cents higher at 130.15. April feeders up 45 cents at 163.45. February lean hogs $1.17 lower at 75.60. Cutouts unchanged at 90.85. Class 3 milk unchanged at 17.86. That's been a check of your Midday Market podcast. Thanks again to John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for joining us here today on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.